Oh, you know it's off the change.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to a holiday show off the change. This is going to be a mess today. All right. I am your host, Steph Sanders, and our co-host,
Christy Nong. Everybody, welcome to the holiday show. We've got some special guests today, and we're going to have them introduce themselves. Go ahead and start, D.
Hey, what's going on? My name is DeJan Tyler. I'm a comic. I'm from Sacramento, California. I'm also a father, and I'm also a foodie.
The three Fs.
That ranch is better than blue cheese.
Right. All right. Love that. Next.
Luis Rodriguez. Before this happened, I used to be a comedian and the annual judge at the Stockton Deepest Coochie Contest. But now I am a YouTube sensation. I am a TikToker. Not really, but you know what it is.
Yeah. Got it.
Yep. Got you. I'm still catching up. All right, next.
Oh man, there's always
Anthony
one.
Anthony K can't hear you.
There's
dude.
Always one. And if you Ant.
No, we can't hear you.
Dang, bro, you didn't pay your bills. Yo, smut.
Let the ladies go next. Hello. Ladies next. Go ahead.
Oh, I turned off the mic.
No,
I didn't mean to. I think I was laughing and adjusted it. And I slammed. Listen, you guys fucked up 13 times. Let me have one.
That's real.
Leave me alone.
Word. Okay, I'll take that.
What's up? I'm Anthony K. I'm from the Central Valley of California. You might know it. We're the Mecca of Mexicans. And yeah, I used to be a stand-up as well. And I wasn't funny enough to keep touring and spreading death to everybody. Fucking idiots,
Anthony,
take the vaccine, stupid.
Now you from the Central Valley?
Well, yeah, I'm from Modesto, California. Well, I'm actually from Ceres, California, but nobody knows where Ceres is, so I got to tell them Modesto because they're retarded. Crap. Then they don't like crap. Modesto. Then I got to tell them it's the whole Central Valley.
Thank you.
Because people confuse the Central Valley with Bay Area the way they confuse Sacramento with the Bay Area as well. And
Bam.
You ain't.
Bam.
Never forget it.
Thank you, Anthony. We appreciate
Sacramento is the Bay Area.
We appreciate that reason.
No, it's not the Bay Area. People say that. Dallas,
you know what?
It's crazy.
Hey, we're going to discuss that. Next,
I love how we're heckling Anthony K. where he's from. That's
right. Ladies, next.
Take the vaccine. Make sure you take the vaccine. Take it.
Oh, we're going to talk about
take
that.
Take it from a guy with this haircut.
You feel me? Doesn't it look like I've been running experiments all day on vaccines?
Scott Peterson just escaped out of prison.
Right.
Hey, ladies, please take it over, ladies. Please take it over and go next.
All right, last but not least, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Kristen Frisk, and I too am from the Central Valley, but now living in Citrus Heights. I'm a mom of two, doing comedy, and also an accountant.
Wow.
I do. Yeah, that's how I'm paying my bills.
Where are you from in the Central Valley?
Tracy.
Oh, that's way better than Ceres.
Right now,
I'm just saying that because he can't come.
Because we all have the scarlet letter. We all infected right now. So not even including our governor. All right. So hey, thank you guys for showing up. And so look, before COVID, I used to do a lot of things, other than comedy. What I'm missing the most is eating out in restaurants because I'm a foodie and concerts. What are you missing most that COVID took away but this year? Besides comedy.
Fucking hoes.
Right. And I'm sure your wife will agree, Anthony. I'm sure your wife will like that.
I don't have a wife. I'm just a single sad person.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, man, fuck away. You gotta fuck that sadness away.
You know
bro.
What? We're going backwards. We're going backwards. Kristen.
Let's put this on a lighter note. Come on. Positivity only, guys.
Kristen, you answer first. What are you missing besides comedy?
My husband, I miss that. It's okay. Wah, wah, wah. No, I miss going out and hanging out and just,
you know, this you is know. A holiday show, right?
I miss going out and not having a mask.
Miss not having to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
I like to
Yo,
smile.
Steph, why did you book this white woman if she ain't gonna be happy? That's like your whole.
I am happy.
No, that's your whole job. That's why.
Hey, Kristen stand for Karen this year too. So you know.
Damn it, I'm not a Karen.
They weren't happy. They weren't happy all year. You understand me? Go ahead, Dan, tell me what you're missing besides comedy the most this year.
Who me?
Suzanne.
Oh, what's up?
Besides comedy, man, bars and buffets, man. And I'm scared of buffets.
Yeah.
And it's not like, and not just a buffet for the food, but just,
Because I was going to say, if you go to buffets to pick up women is a problem. We need to talk about that one, too.
Picking up women at the buffet?
Yeah, buffet. If you're going to buffet, because you was going to say not the buffets for just the food, but for something else. What would that be, Dejan, besides the food?
Yeah, I was thinking of something, but then I said, don't front, it's just food.
I'm glad. Okay.
There would never be a buffet again.
There would never be anything like a buffet again.
No, yeah. And it's the spirit of the buffet that I miss. Like, it's not the actual buffet, but like even just going to the mall or just being around people.
And socialization. That's socialization.
Like, that's it.
Okay. Yeah. Good. We're going to use our big words today. Socialization. Thank you.
That's the word. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Sanders.
Ellis, what do you miss?
That sweater.
You know what I miss, man? I miss this right here, which is the best part of the show. After everybody leaves.
Yeah.
And you got a bunch of comics.
Mm.
Hanging out in front of them in parking lots for hours. And I forgot, like, I'm talking to muggles every day, man. You're just walking around talking to normies. And the conversation is just not
mundane
up to the level I need it to be. I just realized I wasn't talking to civilians. I never had to, you know. Yeah. And now without those other intellects to just constantly
push you,
ripping on each other. And just to keep up, I was, you know, just wasting away, man.
Yeah, we stay sharp that way. That's why Anthony's case, his genius answer, fucking hoes, really just took the case.
See, like, even my whole point, it just, you see how it just died? I'm weak. That's not me, right? I always got some shit, and it just, like, and I just, that's where I'm at, bro.
That's right. See, so Anthony, you want to try again? What do you miss besides comedy this year?
I mean, really?
Tell
what
me
I mean
my Eskimo
is,
brother,
because I don't think you got that much pussy before this. So I want to.
I didn't. I've only fucked one woman in my whole life.
Right.
That's like a fish missing air. Like, I love air.
Right. Honestly, it's like going to, like, I even thought the other day, I was looking at some old photos, and I used to go to an amusement park every year, like Magic Mountain, and go hit thrill rides and shit like that. And I'm like, damn, I forgot that I used to still just do that rant at least once a year. Can't do that shit. Can't go and stunt on the kids and spend more on the front of the line pass and shit on them. I can't even do that. So I miss that. I miss being able to go on thrill rides.
Yeah, I'm sure you're every woman's dream right now in holiday season. They're hearing this like, yes, I got to have him in my life. So,
you know what else I miss too? Like, for real, if y'all know, like, I miss getting buckets. They took all the rims off of all the parts. Yeah.
Really? Not out here. Like,
they took the rims off the
Parks and Recreation Committee. So can't go ball.
The gyms are closed.
I miss my kids going to school. I'm tired of this shit.
Ellis,
the rims?
Your privilege is showing, Ellis, because I'm from the hood, man. We didn't have no rims to begin with. We made rims. You understand me?
Here we go.
Made rims. Baskets, Nerf, whatever we could do. Wire hangers, you put them together.
A nut crate.
Put it in the door, close the door, you got a rim.
And it's right. And put a chain on it. Ellis, you're showing your privilege right now. Your light skin is coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out.
Okay.
Bad
without dunk on your ass right now.
you just want to show your grace.
For no rim.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I still go shoot. I go shoot 100, like little 100 baskets to get my exercise in. If I don't go walking, I still go right here. That's crazy. Wait, where are you at? That they took down the
Sacramento, white,
a bunch of Klans members came and took them down.
The Parks and Recs took them down so people wouldn't gather together.
I think that was a Trump committee. I don't think that was a Parks.
I don't think that was. was the local bake sale. They came in and said,
I'm in Del Paso Heights. I'm looking at my window and I can see Mama Mark's Park, and the rims are still there.
Very good. There.
No one's coming to Del Paso to take anything down. Do you understand me?
That's what
people got to understand. That's why they're glad. COVID has decreased the death rate in Del Paso Heights by 300%. So we're going
to I think those rims are population control.
Yeah. And by the way, Anthony K, the reason you're shooting by yourself because people are seeing you looking like a pedophile in their haircut and glasses.
Yeah. I always make sure I picked the hoop closest to the playground as well.
Right, I see.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah, you're like a manifesto, hold my on. Dude.
I had a dude walk up to me. I'm over there shooting. I'm shooting by myself, and a dude walks up all fucking friendly, and he's like, "Oh, he's like, yeah, okay," because there was some other kids playing on the other side. And I come and I go, "What are you doing, man?" And he goes, "Oh, I thought we could shoot." I go, "Oh, you haven't heard about the pandemic?" And he goes, "What?" And I go, "Yeah, you haven't heard about it?" I go, "Man, now I got to, you want to shoot?" Right? I go, "You shoot, right? It's all good. I've been here for, 15 minutes. I was just trying to enjoy my day. But you can shoot here if you want."
Right.
And he was like, "All right." And I just went to another one. I was like, "Fucking asshole. I'm over here. This is the little bit of joy I get in my life."
And he probably was maskless too, right? Didn't come over with a mask.
Oh, just walked up going, just made me sick. He was winded walking up. Get out of here.
He wanted to play. He wanted to shoot around with you?
Yeah, he just wanted to shoot on the basket because there was only two baskets. I was like, "I'll leave. I'll just go sit over there and dribble for a little bit if you want."
So he thinks you're a dick because you didn't share.
It's that bad. Yeah.
All right. What were some of your favorite family traditions, holiday traditions growing up? Favorite holiday tradition. And anybody can go first. Favorite holiday traditions growing up. So I'm tell you mine. So I'll start with mine. So we did the whole in the Midwest for some reason, and I haven't seen it ever done again. They do caroling. So like we would go and in our place, it was a cul-de-sac because black folks, they don't want them to get out. So they would have people, the carolers would come in, and we would all go to the end of the cul-de-sac and watch them sing songs and stuff. Yeah.
Wow. You were out there singing?
No, that was the only time white people came to our neighborhood. That was the only time white people came to our neighborhood was caroling. And we watched them. So that was a favorite tradition growing up. I didn't know no
right. Cool. Yeah. Wow.
Because you got to see white people up close, or because they were like,
caroling, the singing, Ellis.
But you said one of your favorites was the singing, like awesome, or were you just happy to see white people in the neighborhood?
Singing. It was probably like the whole Catholic thing. Yeah. I go there, but it wasn't gospel, put it that way.
You were living real home alone life.
Were you caroling?
No, D. I was watching white people carol, and they was in my neighborhood.
Black people don't carol.
Like Jehovah's Witnesses.
That's the second thing.
Or take acid.
It was all black people there. All the black people would come out, and we would watch them.
Number one, black people don't do acid. Number two, black people don't carol. Bro,
I never carol. That's one thing.
Right.
That's the point. Are you doing the homework?
When two or more of us gather as a gang, we can't go caroling nowhere. Talking about. So who else?
I thought it was a quartet.
Your family tradition. Family holiday traditions. Anthony, you go ahead and go next.
We don't have any traditions, but I mean, in Thanksgiving, we just say we're thankful, and my family pretends to be Christian for the day, and then that's about it.
Okay.
That's it. We don't have no traditions. We're survivors.
All right. Ellis?
I dig that.
My family had a ton of traditions. And one of the ones that they probably shouldn't have did that probably made me is that they have this thing called being on the floor. So in Thanksgiving and then at Christmas as well, my mom, she get a glass or whatever, and they tink it, and then they would say, Ellis is on the floor, right? And then everyone would scream, "Ellis is on the floor!" And then you would
say, sounds like you on our podcast.
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, don't talk about that. That was the best day ever. Ended horribly.
No, keep going. I got to hear about this on the floor. What?
Mm-hmm. So then my grandmother would stand up, and then she would just drop knowledge, and then everybody would toast. And then whoever's sitting right next to her, then ding, 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 you're on the floor. And so during Thanksgiving, everybody kind of talks about what they were grateful for. But this was like a time when the family would just stand up and say their piece. So there were a lot of years when my mother and my father, but especially my granny, would just get up and just be not, like when old people like are being funny, but they're not trying to be funny.
Yeah.
And like the whole last 10 years, she was shocked. She was like, "This is probably it. So I'm gonna let y'all know what's up." And then she would just
be honest.
Yeah. And then just wake up the next day like, "Fuck, I'm still here." And then we'd see her the next Christmas. And then, but I got to stand up too in front of my family. And I just started using that, at that 1 minute to try and make everybody laugh.
That was your first stand-up.
What's up?
It really was. Yeah. They were my first out here.
That's dope.
That's cool.
That's every Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. My entire family's all sitting together. And I've got about a minute before I start pissing my mom off, as you know. Yeah. And they're expecting that from me. I do that every year. You know what I mean? So that I missed that.
When you said on the floor, I thought we were gonna have to just go black on this. I thought we was gonna have to. That's good. I'm glad. That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that. I never heard that before. All right,
my family. It was a black family tradition. We talking about.
I never did on the floor.
You never been on the floor?
Yeah, no. That wasn't something you said in our family around. No, because you got a lot of uncles who wasn't doing right. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Kristen, go ahead, Kristen.
Do I have the floor? Okay. I think advent calendars, we would, you know, you get the advent calendars, the chocolate.
Oh, wow.
And I would have to say every day what I was thankful for, and then they would ask me what I wanted for Christmas, and then we would look at Christmas lights, and we'd open a present Christmas Eve. Those were our little traditions that we would do.
I like
it. White women live at your house. I like it, man.
Now we got that stupid elf on the shelf.
Elf on the shelf. So we did that too. We find a black elf and we did the black elf on the shelf. And that was, but he was still, I think that was an excuse for people to steal.
Why do fucking kids like the elf on the shelf?
Because, man, it's like
it's a fucking narc.
It's like a magic.
You can see the stitches.
Yeah. But it makes them excited. I don't know. It's cute.
It makes people excited.
The magic is dwindling in my home, so I'm good. I'm good with it.
Scares me.
He ain't even snitching on me. I hate that fucking thing.
Go ahead, D. Go ahead, D.
Mine is Christmas Eve, man. My aunt Diane, who just passed away recently, rest in peace. They started this tradition where they would make the best cheeseburgers on Christmas Eve. It'll just be, you're going to cook on Christmas, all that other stuff. Yeah. So Christmas Eve would be just like cheeseburgers. And they used to make them we still do it. But it's...
I can see.
It's the best cheeseburger you've ever had. I guarantee you, man.
Like, Carlton.
Are legendary. People drive down 4 hours away to get a cheeseburger.
To get your cheeseburger. Wow.
You didn't get one... The cold part was the wait, because everybody's you got like 20, sometimes like 25 people.
Yeah.
So you got to get your burger, man. It's like a call. Like people be playing dominoes. So I'm like, hey, man, the burgers. Hey, put me one to the side, bro. I'm almost done with this game. Nah, stop the game or you won't get it.
Or you won't get a burger.
Now, or you have to wait.
D, we've asked about five questions today, and all your answers are around food.
Right.
I think we have therapists coming on next episode. I'd love for you to talk to them about some stuff. But all right, Christy, I want to know what about your traditions?
You know, to be honest, I grew up poor, so we didn't really have any kind of like religious type of tradition. But I will tell you that.
Wait a minute, are you saying you can't be poor in religion?
Yeah, God is
poor too.
God is hella free.
We have nothing to believe in.
Okay.
But anyhow, so it's not just about religion because I am a Christian. Anyhow, but everything surrounds food in my family. Period. Doesn't matter what day it is. It was always food. So, you know, we always looked forward to gathering as a family at the table with food. And it was always good food. You know, my mom's a chef. So we were always blessed with good food. She'd make everything, every dollar stretch. So, I can't even think of a particular dish.
Did you eat Spam? Did you eat Spam?
I'm not a fan of Spam.
Okay, I'm not either.
Yeah.
Spam. But
I was real disappointed because I went to Hawaii for the first time and all they wanted to give me was Spam in Hawaii.
It's good. Like, it's 2.5 food groups in a can, bro.
And they were charging money for it. People paying money for Spam.
Spam, eggs, and rice is everywhere. I was at Jack in the Box trying to get breakfast.
That's ridiculous.
Spam tastes like a salty church shoe heel.
Right.
Yeah, I'm cool ham in a can. That's gross.
Right. It's like sodium.
What is it?
You charge for it. You shouldn't be charged for it.
A heart attack in a box.
They can't even call it ham. They gotta call it Spam.
So y'all don't want that Spam money, right? Y'all don't want Spam money. Y'all don't want them sponsored. Okay.
All right.
You ain't want Spam in your inbox, but you
right. All right, Christy,
that don't make no sense.
Okay, we're gonna continue on this holiday show. All right, so best gift you've ever been given as a kid and as an adult. Who wanna go first?
Anybody? Oh, I got one. The greatest gift I ever got was in October. My parents took away all our fucking our toys because we weren't taking care of them right. Mm-hmm. And then we dropped them off at the Goodwill. Like we put them in boxes and was like, yeah, if you don't take care of your stuff, you ain't gonna have no toys. So we had literally no toys for October, November, December, Christmas. We come down, they gave us our toys back for Christmas.
Wow.
Right? And we were so happy. Like 10 years later, we realized they was broke that year. But to us, think about the setup.
To you, it was a learning lesson.
You thought you had redeemed yourself. You thought you had redeemed yourself.
It was broke, but they.
I'm so stealing this, by the way. That's fantastic.
Yes.
I love it.
I was so happy.
Your family is dedicated, yo. That's take dedication. Go back to the Goodwill.
Your name already on them.
Yep, right.
Yeah.
This one says Ellis.
Yeah. Yeah, Ellis, what about as an adult? What about as an adult? What's the best gift you've ever gotten?
The best gift? I don't know, man. I'm not really a big gift guy. And I feel weird except even getting gifts. Mm. What's the best gift? Y'all better come back to me.
All right. Who wants to go now? Who can think of best gift as a kid and as
a kid? For sure, I know mine was when the original Xbox came out. I remember my mom and dad, they were like kind of, we weren't poor, but you know, you just live in check to check, the normal life. My mom was kind of like, they were making sure it was out there that like, you ain't getting no fucking Xbox. That's not going to be a thing in the car is there. And I opened the thing, and not only was an Xbox, also got 2K with it and an Xbox Live subscription. And I was like, fucking A. That was the biggest, that was the dopest.
Yeah. Your family
was crazy. I was a teenager. I was ready. Yeah. To me, I was, I was sitting on top of the world.
Yeah.
As an adult, I mean, I know it's cliche, but yeah, I just like, I love socks and underwear. It's great.
I love socks too.
That's when you know you're getting older too. Yeah,
right.
You know you're getting
older. I love the socks and underwear or sweats. Ooh, like if somebody gets me sweats, I'm like, fucking A.
Yeah.
Good looking out.
Yeah.
Good looking out.
It's on your way.
All right, D-Time.
My best was this yellow bike I got, man. It had the little Skyway handlebars and had the stunt peg that I never used. If I learned, I had the stuff.
Right.
It was a full out, tricked out stunt bike.
Okay.
Best present ever, man. I rode that bike to death.
Nice.
That bike still exists. It's still around.
Nice.
Man, it was a strong bike, man. Yeah.
It was a good bike. You know, it was at my aunt's house because I rode it to my aunt's house one day and I left it there. It's still in her garage.
I love it.
My mom came pick me up.
Kristen, go ahead, Kristen.
Fucking
Okay. I'm gonna say a landline in my bedroom. I got a phone.
Rich, that was pretty rich and famous. Look at the rich and famous there. This.
What was so cool though is I had a really strict stepdad growing up, and so before that I would have 3 minutes an hour to talk to anybody when I was in high school.
Wow.
And the same person could call that night. And
damn.
When I got the phone, my mom was so ingenious. She got, remember that the phone that like showed the guts in it? Like it was
The VTEX?
Yeah.
The clear ones?
And they light up.
So my mom knew that like when you turn the ringer off, you could still see it ring. So she knew that being a teenage girl, you know, I would turn the ringer off so my stepdad wouldn't hear people calling me, but I would see it. I would just sit there and stare at the phone like, like my friend.
So your mom's a co-conspirator. That's good. I like
yes.
that. I love it.
She was like, I got you.
But yeah, as an adult, I guess I'm still waiting, but I actually.
What is it? We got you. I mean, step
you know what I mean? I bought no shit. I don't know. Whatever. finding out I was pregnant. Finding out I was pregnant, that was a pretty exciting gift.
That's a good gift. That's a good gift until they're teenagers. All right, yeah. D.
She's
D,
still
I forgot to tell you about your adult. What about your adult as an adult, D?
As an adult, shoot, man, I mean, Anthony already said about the socks and stuff like that. I used to hate that when I was a kid. Like, you get that box and it's squishy in the middle.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You
already
know. You're like straight trash.
Now, yeah, I love socks. Or, you know, I did get a Bluetooth speaker. And I've 1 year, my girl got me a Bluetooth speaker, and I still have it. I have a Bluetooth speaker ever since then because, to me, that was just dope. Like, I could take my music all around the house and podcast and whatever. It was cool.
Let me tell you, I'm going to tell my age right now. And this is, as a kid, I got, and none of you probably ever know this, I got an electric football set. And none of you probably ever heard about electric football.
The one on the, the one that vibrates?
At the time, at the time, that it was no game. It wasn't no Xbox.
There's no Game Boy or
electric
nothing then.
Electric football was it, man. It took you like 6 hours to play one game. But it was set your little men up.
And the vibrating one.
Turn it on, vibrate. And hopefully nobody touched your man with the ball. And if they did, you down at that line, you set them all up again. But electric football set, dude. I thought I was the coolest dude. I got one. Everybody came over to my house to play electric football. I was the only one that had it because nobody else could pay the electric bill.
When you got bored of playing jacks, you were able to fucking what a terrible time.
There's a group of guys that are like adults that have like this underground fight club. They come and they get together and they play that electric football thing. I see it on YouTube. It's a whole scene. Collectors, they bring their own pieces, they custom paint.
Oh, man.
What?
Wow. Okay.
I need to go.
YouTube, bro. It's going to take
you back. They're trying to
bring me back. They're just people.
And they know how to adjust them to make them do what they want. I thought it was just random.
Oh, I know how to do it. I said I can't break dance no more, so I'm going to go do that.
Do you do the, did you do the pass, too, with the real quarterback, make him throw the ball?
I did a pass. Yeah, I could do the pass, everything, man. You touch them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's got it.
Over the shoulder throw. I was the man electric football. Come on now.
Hey, when you was a little kid, did you have like one of those sticks in the hoops and you would just like kick it like that?
Get a pedal board.
Did you have one? Did you have one?
I did. I had one. Anyway, Christy, tell you what's your favorite as a kid? What was your favorite gift?
You know, I don't know if I like these holiday questions. I'll tell you what, because we didn't, all of our Christmases growing up were pretty somber because like I said, there were seven of us growing up and, you know, my parents were kind of paycheck to paycheck folks and barely making it. So we did not get gifts as kids. The only gifts we got were through the toy drives. And so they didn't belong to anybody in specific. So I couldn't put my name on something and said that was mine. And then, you know, I would give it to my younger siblings because I was the oldest. So I was always okay going without. Now, as an adult, I'm going to tell you what, I love money. So you make it rain on me.
As a kid.
I didn't have it as a kid. So I love money. So that's my thing.
Okay. Make it rain on you. All right.
Make it rain on me. Hail. If you got quarters, make it hail. I'll take that too.
Think it's stripper aspirations. See? All right. So we got a last question for you guys. Last question. And we ask everybody this question because we're both foodies and we both come from a food background. That's what this show actually started as. So dinner party. You can invite three friends, dead or alive. Who would you invite and what are you serving?
We want to know.
You can, dinner party, you're going to invite three other people, dead or alive, anybody.
Yep.
What are you serving? Who are they?
Anybody.
What are you serving?
It don't have to be a celebrity. It could be anybody.
It could be anybody. Three people.
Can you serve revenge?
You can serve. No.
Yeah, you can serve up whatever you want.
They're going to eat that. So you might want to give them some prune juice, whatever you want to give them. with that dish of revenge.
Nah, I don't care if it's rat poisoning, whatever. We're gonna
go ladies first. Kristen?
No. Best for last.
Okay. All right.
No, I'm kidding. All right. I don't really know. Okay. Three people. Shit.
Anybody, dead or alive.
My great grandmother, Stevie Nicks, and Jesus.
Wow.
Okay.
And I would serve beef stroganoff.
All right.
I'm making mean beef stroganoff. But I don't, I'm pretty boring. Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
I don't know. Those are the three that came to mind.
It's your dinner party. It's your dinner party. D. Tyler, what's up? Talk to me.
Oh, man. It would have to be, I would say, Anthony Bourdain.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
And that's the only person I could think of that is, as far as food's concerned. Oh, you know what? If I say Anthony Bourdain, maybe in some comments, maybe Anthony Bourdain, Dave Chappelle, and no, Anthony Bourdain, Patrice O'Neill, and possibly one other person. I'll leave that other spot open, but we would be eating street food in Asia somewhere.
Ooh.
The markets eat real, you know, eat bugs and all type of weird shit.
Right. Okay.
Asian Street Food is friends with Anthony Bourdain and Patrice O'Neal.
I would love to hear Patrice saying when you try to feed him some bugs. I would love that. I would love
that would be dope. I think that would be a dope conversation. Yeah, I think Anthony can give a dude if anybody.
Anthony K, what about you?
Mine would be, D, you know, we both have such admiration for Patrice, so it'd easily be Patrice, but this is hard. I'm going to not do Patrice because you did already, but he for sure would be at mine too, mm-hmm. but I'm going to go George Carlin, Lupe Fiasco, mm-hmm. and Noam Chomsky. And, wow, good. And the food would be taco truck burritos. I mean, love that's it.
Just go
straight. Solid.
Straight
solid. Food truck. Like and Lupe. Okay. Ellis.
Yeah, man, this was tough. I'm going to say, all right, off the dome, I'm going to say the original Aunt Viv from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm going to say, my granny. I don't know why I miss her. And then I'm going to say, probably Abe Lincoln. So I could dunk on his ass. And then I'm gonna and I'm serving nothing but Panamanian food, man. Mondongo, arroz con guandules, you know what time it is.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I'm gonna go through some platanos, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
I love it. I love you. Just wanted to sound real,
right?
You know, that just right there. You just wanted everybody to hear that right. accent. I hear you.
I don't even know how he's single if he can cook. Yeah.
Throwing out the crust size.
He didn't say he could cook. See. He said that's what they was eating. He didn't say he could cook.
I can't connect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I can make bowl of cereal. I made a mean ass bowl of cereal.
Mean ass Captain Crunch. Mean ass
Captain Crunch.
Yo, thank you. This has been wonderful. I don't know if this is a holiday show, but it's definitely a show. Y'all, thank y'all for coming out. Please say who you are again so the audience can follow you. Give them all your handles. Give them everything. Ellis, you go first.
My name is Ellis Juan Hector Jose Gonzalez Sanchez de la Cruz. I come from Fuentes Salazar con Carne Rodriguez. You can find me at Illustrated everywhere. That's it.
Con Carne. Yeah.
And also, you got like an interracial threes company happening at your house during the show, my man. You gotta
talk about that. Oh, there's people in your house. I meant to tell you that. If you think I'm really, your house is haunted, bro.
You know that?
Somebody call 911.
Yeah, they look like
the
it was
calls are coming from inside the house.
Oh, I can't wait till people see this.
I got a show called My Two Cents. Everybody, go watch it.
At Anthony K Comedy on all social media platforms. At Anthony K Comedy, you can go to anthonykcomedy.com, and there'll be dates in 2022 when eventually this fucking COVID subsides.
Love it. D. Tyler.
Oh yeah, you can find me at DTyler916 on like Twitter. I'm never there at Twitter though, but I'm always on Instagram and Facebook, and I do have an album out called Get Rich or Diabetes that is about food.
I love it. That's what I know. We're going to hook up, D.
Yeah. Her Lupia and you, I can see that. Kristen.
Christy, yes.
All right. So you guys can find me on Instagram at Foodie Nong. So FoodieNong, like my last name. So Foodie Nong, find me. I'll hook you up with some lumpia if you're local. I'm in Sacramento. So, you know, I like to feed people who like to eat.
I'll be calling you.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen Frisk.
So yeah, KristenFrisk.net, on Instagram, Ms. Frisk, MZFRISK, and also have a podcast, Get Frisk and Wucked. It's kind of on hiatus right now because we're going through some changes, but we will be back running next year, and we don't talk about the Housewives anymore because that's been over, and I don't do Twitter, so that's it.
Wow. Right. Maybe we can be guests on your podcast. We can come on your podcast one day, man. Right. All right. Yeah. I am at, I am.
I'm trying to remember y'all.
Steph Sanders. I am Steph Sanders everywhere. I am Steph Sanders everywhere. STEPH. And we are at Off The Change. OFFDACHANGE _ show at IG. Off The Change Pod 1 at Twitter. And we are YouTube. Off The Change Pod 1 again. So, and you can Gmail. Please send us anything you want to see. Anything you want to hear, any feedback for us at Gmail, offthechange@gmail.com. We thank you. We thank our producer, Sharon, a serious production. Give it up to a serious production. Hey, yeah. Thank everybody for the holiday show. Happy holidays, everybody. Thanks for listening. And we'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Oh, you know it's off the chain.
Thank you so much to our sponsors. We are back. We are back. We are back. We have a new segment today, and I'm very excited about this segment because we have married couples, we have singles, and we're still talking about holiday traditions because this is our holiday show. If you did not know from my sweater, this is our holiday show. I don't dress like this every day, although it is bomb, and y'all like this. I look like Jib Jab, and I'm okay. All right, so look, my couples. We're going to have couples and singles. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, please. We're going to begin with the couples. So we'll start with the Mangums. Please introduce yourselves.
All right. Right here, got Marcus Mangum, and I'll let her introduce herself, my fiance.
Love it. Yeah.
Kenya Mars.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Right. The Hamiltons.
Yeah. Terrence Hamilton, my wife, Audretta Hamilton. We have been married for over 20 years. Still going strong and loving one another and, you know, making it work with three beautiful daughters. So we
All right.
Hey, you can tell they practice that, Christy. You can tell they practice that. So we're going to say, we're making it work. 20 years strong. We're making it work. Don't get on here and act a fool. Don't get on here and say nothing for real. Like, you understand me?
Wait until this podcast ends.
Wow. All right, next, the Schaefers, please.
So I'm Drew Schaefer, and
I'm Aurora Schaefer, but my stand-up comedy name is my maiden name, Singh. Like all the Punjabs you've ever met, so.
Woo! All right.
Love it, love it. All right, now for our single folks who are beautiful, lovely, Laura Clark, please.
Hi, Laura. Been single too long. Mother of two, soon expecting a first grandchild.
Yes.
And motorcycle rider.
Motorcycle rider?
Oh yeah!
Oh, no. Oh man, that's why you sing. Ain't nobody gonna be in there with them motorcycle riding you. Come on, mate. Come on now. I'm in here coming in my little four wheeler, and you coming in this motorcycle with a vest on. All right, the lovely Diana. Would you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Diana Medina. I have been divorced for 2 years, and I am the single mother to a lovely Chihuahua puppy.
Right.
Right.
You're like, you happy as hell right now. Yeah, you happy to see your life better.
No one is talking back.
Rachel.
Yes.
Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Rachel Valley. Single mom, three children, food photographer.
Woo!
Right, love it. You just throw that out there. Food photographer. Okay.
Yes, love it.
All right. We're gonna talk about that, taking pictures of food. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can do that so long. I got to eat the food first. But anyway, all right. So 2020, y'all, what a year, what a year. All right, so I want to know, what is something positive that has come out of the year for you as a couple or for you as yourself? What is something positive that has come out of this year for you as a couple or for you single? So everybody can answer this question, but we'll start with, we'll start with Diana.
I started a business. And
nice. Oh, nice. Tell me the business. Go ahead. Sure.
I'm a writer, storyteller, and poet, and my business is notebooks and coffee mugs that have lines inspired by my poetry.
So the current line
I have out is the Manifesting Shit Collection, which is a reimagining of the poop emoji in the color purple with a third eye and the words manifesting shit underneath. So if you need a notebook to write down all the shit you're going to manifest.
Only a poet can put it so poetically. She put shit so poetically. She's like, third eye manifest. Okay.
Right.
And purple. I love it. Thank you. So we'll be expecting some free mugs. Anyway, let's go. Rachel.
Yes.
What is something positive that has come out of this year for you in this crazy, crazy year?
Closer to my kids.
Okay.
Also, I learned how to maintain boundaries.
Okay.
I'm not really good at it yet, but I'm trying.
Yeah, the mask and the plastic will do that for you.
This is the dating thing.
Okay. Yeah, dating in COVID. Yeah.
Right.
You can't tell how many teeth they have or nothing. You can't.
No, listen.
Everybody got a mask on. You can't.
I thought COVID was going to be a dick parade, but it was not.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. That's our next episode, COVID dick parade.
Yeah, I'm there.
Oh my goodness. I love it. No, it's a dick parade.
It's more like a dick pick parade.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go. You don't even know who belongs to them, though. You don't even know who it belongs to, though. Can't even get excited.
We don't know about y'all's. We don't know. I don't know if y'all hair belong to y'all. We don't know if the breast is real yet again. We don't let me go there. Laura, go ahead. Tell us what's positive coming out of this year for you.
Well, for me, of course, positive was getting news of my first grandchild on the way. And I think the other thing is that finding out from work how much they really do need me, even with teleworking from home.
Yeah.
So it's just been great.
So you're blessed enough to keep a job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Thank God. Well, working for the federal government. But the other thing is my daughter coming to find out she ain't got no boundaries living here with me. So that part is I've invaded her space so much because I'm at home all the time. So it's been wonderful. I'm making her crazy. She is so ready for me to go back to work.
Yeah, I heard that.
I love it.
And it's your house. Who paid the rent?
I'm trying to tell you.
Exactly. Yes. Your house. She need to go to work.
She was. Unfortunately, she was working at the Golden One Arena.
Okay.
But I told her, you know, she keep bothering me, I'll send her butt right on back overseas. So
that's right.
It'll be fine.
Send on that put on that COVID flight. We got it. All right.
On Spirit too.
Oh, she might fly the plane. On Spirit, you gotta fly. If it's longer than 2 hours, they take shifts. They be like, C1, can you come up here and fly for an hour, please? All right, our couples, let's start with the Mangums. What has been something positive that has come out of this year for you guys?
Well, for us as a couple, we got engaged.
Yes.
Woo! Congratulations.
Yeah. We had a divorce and engagement.
Yeah.
I held up my ring.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And that's big. But I'm just saying that's it.
Don't downplay their engagement.
Go say again.
I started a new job too this year, so that's
congratulations.
What is it?
I think for me, it forced us to slow down because, you know, like with the comedy thing, like me and her, we live together and we got the kids, but I was always gone, always back and forth. She going to shows, they going to school. It forced us to be together. To the point where it dawned on me one day, like, they're asking us, can we have movie day? And I'm like, that's never happened. Right. Like, they always were way too busy. They never wanted to hang out with us. Now they're mad when we have stuff to do.
Nice. So y'all find out y'all liked each other for real.
Yeah, you get that action on the family. Like, can I do this shit for real?
That's good. Because a lot of people find out they didn't like the person they were really with. Right. Going to work will save them. All right.
Wrong life choice.
All right, next couple, please. Either one, you can go.
You guys can go first.
Oh, there you go.
That's so nice.
You guys go first.
Okay.
I want to go last.
I decided to start a business with my daughter. We make beautiful paper flowers. We do all type of wedding and birthdays, all type of events. So, you know, I think this year it was really positive just to be able to have that connection with my daughter. And also with my husband traveling, with, you know, him being in pharmaceuticals, he's never at home. And I'm happy to have him at home. We're starting to really like get back into that.
Yo, Steph, it was that way for the first couple months. And then she's like, you know what? When you going back to work?
Right. And as a matter of fact, you in pharmaceuticals, go get the vaccine. Go. Because I don't want to be around you no more.
Hey. You know what? I'm working on that. They need to make sure that everybody gets that vaccine, not just the top 10%.
I ain't taking it first, though. I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to let somebody else grow their chest first. My left eye ain't going to be wandering around talking about, you know, I took the vaccine. I'm looking at six people, peripheral vision. I ain't taking that first, man. I get the iPhone first, but I ain't taking the vaccine first. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's right.
So forget that. Anything else, Terrence? Anything you? What else positive came for you?
You know what, man? You know, I've been in pharmaceutical sales for a while now and always be on the go. So that the opportunity to kind of regroup and be at home with the wife and the daughters, man, have actually been a blessing in disguise.
That's good.
And so, like I said, we get on our on each other's nerves occasionally, but at the same time, it's good to know we're here at home and being safe.
Yeah.
So it's been a blessing all the way around, bro.
Good.
That's awesome.
All right, last but not least, the Schaefer. Right, I know it's going to be good right here.
Terrence, are you guys hiring? Because I'm unemployed.
You know what? Hey,
making connections.
Let me get your number through Steph afterward. And
we'll talk. Let's do it. All right.
We may on your podcast.
A Punjabi awesome. Pharmaceutical salesperson. I don't know.
We want 10%.
Right, I need some kickback on this.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I mean, for us, we...
we got married.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
Oh, just a little thing happened this year. Congratulations.
We got married February 16th, and we went on our two-week honeymoon, and then we came back, and the world shut down.
Yeah.
You guys got in just in time.
Yeah, everyone that was at our wedding still, messages us, and they're like, that was literally the last... was our wedding, and then they went home, right. And that was it.
Yeah. Y'all might be the last normal wedding ever.
I think so. Right. We probably were one of the last normal weddings ever.
Yeah.
Just like crowds of people sweating and breathing on each other.
Exactly.
You know?
Right. Exactly. Right. Drunk uncles dancing with everybody they don't know. Yeah. That's exactly. Not gonna happen no more. Not gonna happen.
Right. That's too bad. Right.
Think about it. So we had grandbaby. We got a divorce. We got an engagement. We got a marriage. What's next? Who got a new pet? Someone got a new pet?
Somebody got a chihuahua.
Oh, chihuahua. She got a chihuahua.
I got a chihuahua. She won't keep that chihuahua long. I had a chihuahua once.
The coronavirus.
Chihuahuas, once they turn three, they turn into old 64-year-old ladies. They are mean. Mm-hmm. They be cussing you out and everything. I don't think they have chihuahuas, man. Anything else y'all want to share, Schaefer's?
Oh no, I'm happy that we did our wedding early because it was just to save money. They're like, well, you know, if you do it in January or February, it's a huge sale. Nobody wants to get married.
That's
and we're
hilarious.
Like, oh, we wanted to do it in the summer of 2020.
Yeah.
Right.
We're like, oh, thank but God. We'll save a few $1,000.
Both of y'all look like y'all fiscally responsible. Y'all look like y'all be the type to make it. Let's be fiscally responsible.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right, Christy, what you got?
I love your t-shirts, by the way. Schaefer.
Oh, thank you.
I love that. Look at that. That's hilarious. Cool.
Question for you. All right. So have you ever, and for your single people, we're just talking about past relationships in this one. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been given a gift by your significant other or your husband or wife and that was terrible? And how did you react? And what did you
do? Or your ex.
That's what I mean. Your ex. Have you ever been given a gift by your ex? Or your significant other that you're married to or engaged to right now, and you hated the gift. What was it, and what did you do about it?
All right, Diana, you look like you're ready.
Yeah.
Hey, Steph,
why are you trying to break up a happy home, man?
Hey, man. I'm trying to get my ratings up. You understand me? You're sacrificial lamb. We got therapists coming on next week for y'all. If y'all want to get in that one.
I don't know how this will turn out.
All right, Diana.
My ex-husband once gave me 15 different DVDs that were not any movies or shows I had referred to liking at all. It was just like he Christmas shopped at Best Buy and they're
wow. Oh, maybe the DVD best. What was that club you could join for a penny and get 100 cassettes or DVDs?
Columbia House.
We already had
Columbia House.
Columbia House, man, come on. Wow, Diane, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I returned all the DVDs and got myself like a fancy like smartphone cover instead. Because I'm like, well, if I'm only stuck getting something at Best Buy, then I'll get this. Mm-hmm.
And he's an ex.
And that, don't buy anything for your wife at Best Buy unless you're, you know.
Wait, this was your husband?
A thing to differ.
Was this your husband?
I mean, is it appliances? Electronics? 15
DVDs. 15. Yeah, that 15 DVDs. Now that's, yeah.
Wow. 14. Okay.
Laura.
He thought you had too much time on your hands.
Right. He was buying shit he liked. He's giving you 15 movies that he liked.
In the bedroom, he was lasting maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. Damn. No dick parade over there.
Hey. I think, hey, Diana, have you met Rachel? Y'all should go on a double date or a quadruple or six. I don't know what double date. I don't know what it'd be called. But yeah, definitely. All right, Laura, what about you?
My ex-husband thought the best gift he could give me was a boiled pork chop dinner.
Well, did you say boiled?
Yes, I did.
Like in water?
Yes, exactly.
And what year was this? 37? What?
It wasn't sous vide though, right? It wasn't sous vide.
It was our first year of marriage, and he just thought, you know, he was going all out, and he got the roses, he had candy, he had champagne, and pork chop
dinner.
Yes.
Everything was good except for the pork chop. You got to that part.
Did he add seasoning after he boiled it, though?
I don't even know if it had seasoning on it because I didn't taste it. I just opened up the champagne and just started drinking, and I said, this night will go away.
Right.
So,
Hopefully he gave you some other pork chop that night. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember. I was still drinking all my
champagne. Hopefully that wasn't
good
either.
That's my ex-husband. Ex-husband.
Wow.
Ex-husband. Yes,
understood.
All right, Schaefer's. I can't wait for this one.
Me too.
So there's a gift. I didn't hate it, but she's been freaking out. Like, look at her face when I say what it is.
I think I already know what it is.
So 3 years ago, I think, she bought me a Samsung smartwatch.
Yeah, I knew it.
And like, that's a great gift. Like, she got the Apple Watch, and
it was $450.
See, then we go with the amount. Go ahead, Drew.
Right?
Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So like, her Apple Watch, she could make calls. She didn't need her phone nearby. She could go on runs, and it would.
So she basically got you a Casio keyboard, and she got the Apple Watch.
So I get it, and it's just like, it didn't any, like, even if I didn't have the watch on, my phone would just try to send the phone to my watch.
Aurora.
It just didn't work.
You got an expensive Atari.
I've asked him for the past 3 years, where is the watch? Let's just sell it. And he keeps saying, oh, I'll find it.
Yeah. He already sold that. Yeah. I think I see another comedian with that watch on. Aurora, what about you?
I don't know. I don't, okay. So I don't remember what year, we were into this relationship, but you bought me a necklace. And,
he's like, that was my grandmother's.
It was
the one you broke.
No, I like that one. No, he went and bought me this like necklace, and I think it had like pearls on it. It had like a blue sapphire at the end and like some diamonds in between.
Wow.
And it's like, it was like one of those necklaces that you would see in like the 1700s on some like.
Sound like I had a brooch on it.
Yeah. Like it was like, it just like was not cute, not my style, especially because I was like in my early 20s. Like, where am I going to go? Like, I lived in Reno, you know, like there's nowhere to wear this.
To and wear the brooch set.
There, yeah. And I
like the G string. Yeah.
I opened it up and I was like, oh, Joker. Thank you.
I love it.
It was a birthstone. It was for your birthday. What's the January birthstone? They're like this. I was like, okay.
Great. Yeah. I don't know where it is.
So it's now she sends you pictures of what she wants. Don't ever go on your own.
I love it. Neither one of them knows where those gifts are anymore. I like that.
That's why I picked out my ring. Anyways.
Yeah. Mangums. And I want y'all to know y'all gonna stay engaged after this, all right? You understand
me? I promise you.
I think that's your decision, my brother. But we'll see.
Danielle, just earmuffs real quick.
I once had this girl, she gave me military dog tags with my nickname on it, and it was spelled wrong.
Wow. It was so many wrong things in there. So many wrong things. And you ain't never been in the military. They got you military dog. What's her name? Wrong order. She thought she was going to be the next a rap group, Blackstreet or something.
I've done about 12 push-ups and I'm not aggressive. I don't know why she thinks that.
She was trying to tell you something.
I don't know. Did she pull out a life insurance policy on you? Right.
I was just confused. Thank you, I guess.
And it's spelled, what's your nickname? What was your nickname?
Cap. She spelled it C-A-P. She had K-A-P.
Oh.
Oh.
Do you know me?
Was Kaepernick playing at the time? Anything?
No.
Oh my goodness. Danielle, how about you?
I can't think of anything.
Can't think of a worse gift? No. All right. Yeah. I'm gonna love this one. I already know I'm gonna love this one. Rachel, give me one.
My ex gave me really big life size. And he's very white by all means. Uh-huh. A dark chocolate cock.
He gave you a black dick.
Nice.
You know what? Hey, gentlemen, I'm going to late night TV. This is where my show is going right now. We have just gone to late night TV.
Right. Oh,
I love it. Gabe, that's what I'm talking about. He gave you Idris Elba. For your birthday, that's something. I love it. I love it. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. This is. Oh, go ahead, Christy. Go ahead to a dinner party. Just give it to him. This could be funny.
Sounds good. Okay, so we want to know now. It could be anybody. It could be an ex. It could be somebody dead or alive.
Yep. We ask this question of everybody, by the way.
Yeah. This is how we end our show. So you're having a dinner party. Who would you invite? You only get to invite three people now.
Three
so
other
who
friends.
Would you invite? And what would you be serving?
So who dinner party.
I think we should save Rachel for last. We should save Rachel for last.
Three people. You get no. You two get the couples. You just get three people. Y'all got to converse amongst yourselves.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Singles. All right. So the singles get three other people. You can write dead or alive. Anybody, celebrities, real people, whatever the case may be.
Oh. Okay.
What are you serving?
We want to know.
We've had some good answers, boy, from this. I want to know.
Anybody ready? Diana, you ready? You still thinking?
I think I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead, Diana. Go ahead.
Let's hear it.
I would invite Mark Wahlberg, Winston Duke, and that guy that played the cholo leader in On My Block. And I would serve myself. Because
oh my goodness.
Such a booty on a platter.
I love it. I love it. The first ever answer. Wow, right. We got non-food. Okay.
Yeah.
Who else is ready? Who else is ready?
Mangums, you guys ready? Or are you still discussing?
No, I'm ready. I'm not ready.
Laura, are you ready? Laura's ready.
Laura? Okay, go ahead, Laura.
Okay, mine would be Prince. President Barack Obama.
Okay.
And I know this last one, some of y'all be like, what? Sacramento Chief Han, that's one fine.
Oh, okay.
And it would be meat with strawberries and chocolate.
Wow. Ooh, drizzle it on, girl.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
This is the freaky show. You understand me? I'm talking about food. This is the freaky thing.
I am single.
We went from jambalaya and etouffee to us, to them. Seeing
right. All right. You guys ready, right. Hamiltons? Who would you invite and what would you be serving? Because we know you can cook, girl. What's up?
Go ahead, Terrence. Go ahead with Dredd.
Go ahead, babe.
Why is she shaking her head?
Yeah, she took that. So I'll start. So the one person who I would invite would be Kobe. I'm a huge Kobe Bryant fan.
Okay.
Daughter. Yep, I dig it.
And I remember Kobe Bryant. I remember hearing that he was a huge cheeseburger. Loved cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so definitely that would be one for him and his daughter. And then funny thing is my grandmother would be second on that list.
Yeah.
My grandmother, she was pretty much on her deathbed. Damn near, and me and Dredda got a chance to talk with her, and she asked us for two things. These are two things she asked us for. So get her some fried chicken from Church's.
My goodness.
And to get her a bag of Cheetos. That was her favorite thing.
That's her last meal.
That was her last meal. It was almost like she wanted to eat that as her last meal.
Hey, Jesus and them had chicken. Jesus and them had chicken. They had KFC and they had fries. So purchase and that's what I'm talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'll never forget that. So yes, miss her and love her to death.
That's good.
You know what I was thinking of? My father. I just lost him in August.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
If I could have him eat some of my tacos, he used to always make fun of me because when he came out from Louisiana to come and visit me out here in California, you know, when you make tacos, you have a lot of leftovers. So you have a lot of leftovers for a couple of days. So he would always tell me, he was like, ever since I came to California, I hate tacos.
Yeah. That's all you feed him for the time he was out there.
So if I could have him back, I think I'd make him some tacos.
Okay. Hey, that's good. All right, Schaefer's.
Oh, God. Okay.
So you can say your dinner guest and I'll say mine.
Okay. So I would invite Ryan Reynolds because he's my celebrity exception.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's your hall pass. Okay.
Yeah. Mine's Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman herself.
Wow.
Because that's his celebrity exception.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think the third would be Barack Obama because he seems like a cool guy, just like chill. Me and him could play some one-on-one, you know, it'd be a good time. And then he could probably like hold the camera at the end of the night. So.
You know what? I'm done. What are y'all serving? What are you serving?
Tequila.
Just tequila. Just tequila.
Yeah.
Liquid diet.
Liquid diet for sure. I like it.
All right.
Mangums, what you guys got?
All right. One person's going to be Bernie Mac. That's her favorite. Yeah.
Good one.
For me, it's going to be Biggie Smalls because he was one of my favorite artists. Yeah. And he was a funny guy if you actually listen to it. And surprisingly, I would say Kanye West, just because I want to be the first person to say, hey, man, sit your ass down.
And eat.
What are you talking about, man?
And what y'all serving? What y'all serving, Marcus?
We got to show them our culture. So, of course, chicken. Mm-hmm. And she's going to have mashed potatoes with raisins.
Yeah, okay. That's mighty white of her. That's good. That's mighty white. That's
Oh, my goodness.
And we're just going to keep it real. We're going to have whiskey to drink.
That's what I'm talking about. Nice. Uncle Nearest. Uncle Nearest.
Yeah.
All right. Drum roll, please.
All right.
Rachel. Let's end this show on a bang.
Who's coming?
Just three.
What are you serving? So that means no more than a foursome here. Okay, let's do it.
My sweet answer is I would have my three children with me. We would probably eat king crab legs, drawn butter.
Damn all that sweet answer. Give us the real one.
Sweet.
Okay, now what about if you didn't, you know, let's say kids aren't home.
The last time I was on Florin Road eating at Doña Marie taco truck, I looked into the barber shop and there were three dudes in there. So it'd be those three guys and taco.
Oh my God.
Did they have nice faces?
Ladies and gentlemen, drop the mic. That is our show for today. Off the Change has been Off the Change. You understand me? Follow us at everything Off the Change _show at IG. Off the Change is our YouTube channel. Off the Change _pod1 for our Twitter. Everybody, thank our guests today. We want to thank Marcus Mangum and his fiance, beautiful fiance Danielle. Thank with the Hamiltons, with Dredd and Terrence, Laura Clark, Diana Medina, Rachel Valley, and Drew and Aurora Schaefer. And you guys, any last words? Anybody want to give any handles where they can follow you? Anything you want to say?
Follow me at Aurora Sang on Instagram.
There it is.
All right.
S-I-N-G-H. Yeah. Anybody else?
Diana, where can we find you?
Off the Clocker for Puppies and Poetry on Instagram.
Mine is just Marcus Mangum Comedy on Instagram.
Not just, that is Marcus Mangum Comedy. Rachel, where can we follow you? I'm following you, but where can we follow you? I just followed you everywhere right now doing this show. Where can, tell them where they can follow you.
At Rachel Valley everywhere.
Everywhere.
I like it. So, yeah, if you guys like lumpia, I'm the lumpia queen. It's at Foodie Nong. That's where you can find me on IG.
Okay. Word up. I am Steph Sanders everywhere. And again, Off the Change, welcome to love you guys. Remember to email us offthechange@gmail.com. That's offdachange. If we are allowed to come on next week, we'll see y'all again after this show. Happy holidays to everybody out there listening. We'll see you again. Thank you. Peace. Bye bye. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy holidays. All right. Peace, folks. Be safe.
Peace.
This has been the Off the Change podcast with Steph Sanders and Christy Nong. Produced, recorded, and engineered by Sharon Smith of A Serious Productions. Please check our social media for more bonus content. Thank you.